From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Somali authorities have found the body of a missing passenger from a plane that made an emergency landing at Mogadishu Airport after a blast ripped a hole through it Tuesday. The Minister of Transport and Civil Aviation told VOA Somali that the body of the person found near the town of Balad is in the hand of the investigators. He said it will take days to determine what caused the explosion on the plane, which is operated by Dalo Airlines, that was carrying 81 people. Meanwhile, passengers praised the pilot and crew for saving their lives. A Somali official who was on the plane told VOA Somali service that the crew immediately evacuated the passengers near the hole, helping them put oxygen masks and assured them there would be a safe landing. President Jacob Zuma of South Africa has expressed willingness to reimburse the state for spending on his private home, the president's office said Wednesday, reflecting an effort to end a scandal that prompted a national outcry and led to heckling and even scuffles at some parliamentary sessions. Zuma wants South Africa's Auditor General and Finance Minister to determine how much he should pay for the more than $20 million in state-financed upgrades at his private compound, according to Zuma's office in a statement. The announcement follows pressure from opposition parties, which have sought to take the case to the Constitutional Court. Funding for a multinational force to combat Boko Haram's deadly Islamist insurgency in West and Central Africa remains well short of its target, according to an African Union official. So far, donors, including Nigeria and France, have pledged about $250 million to fund the regional force. However, they discussed the meeting Tuesday. This is VOA News.